News from UNIFIL. As the situation remains fragile and volatile in South Lebanon, UN Security Council Resolution 1701 remains the cornerstone of UNIFIL's mandate. It calls for the cessation of hostilities, the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Lebanese territory, and the removal of unauthorized weapons south of the Litani River. UNIFIL continues to monitor and report violations as part of its efforts to restore stability in its area of operations. UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tinenti explains.
Our mandate under Resolution 1701 is clear. First, we need to ensure the removal of all unauthorized weapons from the area between the Litani River and the Blue Line. This is done in coordination with the Lebanese Army. Secondly, one of the core mandates of UNIFIL is to verify that the IDF withdraws from South Lebanon, as per the terms of Security Council Resolution 425, which dates back to 1978. This was reiterated also in 2006 with Resolution 1701 and continues to be a critical part of our work. So we are closely monitoring the situation on the ground and reporting violations from both sides.
UNIFIL continues its work in close coordination with the Lebanese armed forces, supporting them as legitimate security authorities in the region. Peacekeepers are present across South Lebanon, working to uphold Lebanon's sovereignty and prevent further violations. These efforts are essential to reducing tensions in an already fragile environment. Here's Andrea Tinenti again.
It is important to stress the need for the Israeli army to withdraw from South Lebanon, from the area it currently occupies, and for the Lebanese army to fully redeploy there. It's also important for the IDF to refrain from actions or activities that can increase tension and destabilize a very fragile stability, including placing flags inside Lebanese territory. The Lebanese army is fully committed and ready to take up its role, and we are here to support in this, and we have been supporting in this. Stability depends on this redeployment and the withdrawal of Israel. The people of South Lebanon have suffered enough. They deserve to return to their villages, rebuild their homes, and live in peace.
On 26 May, UNIFIL Sector West organized an interfaith gathering in the town of Yaroun, a community heavily affected by the recent conflict in southern Lebanon. The event took place amid the ruins of St. George Church and the Yaroun Mosque, both destroyed during the hostilities, to deliver a strong message of unity and renewal. The initiative, led by Brigadier General Nicola Mandolesi, commander of UNIFIL Sector West, brought together senior religious leaders in a joint call for dialogue, peace, and coexistence. In his address, General Mandolesi emphasized Lebanon's unique religious diversity and the importance of educating future generations to embrace it.
Il Libano è un paese piccolo per dimensioni, ma grande per diversità.
Lebanon is a small country in size, but great in diversity, a rare mosaic of cultures and faiths. Let's continue to strengthen the culture of dialogue.
Religious leaders expressed their appreciation for UNIFIL's ongoing role in maintaining calm and supporting local communities in South Lebanon. The event concluded with a signed declaration of intent, symbolizing a shared commitment to peace and reconciliation. On 22 May, UNIFIL's Indonesian peacekeepers responded to an urgent request from the village of Al-Qusair by distributing clean water to residents. The initiative, part of UNIFIL's humanitarian support efforts, aims to meet basic needs for the local communities, especially during the dry season when access to water becomes increasingly scarce. The recent conflict has further strained water availability in South Lebanon. The water donation is part of the ongoing commitment of Indonesian peacekeepers to assist the local communities, Residents of El Qusair welcomed the gesture, expressing deep appreciation for the care and support shown during these challenging times.